have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Drive-In Movies. Continuing our classic double features this week, we are bringing you the movies Laura and Stage Fright. So, getting into the details here, starting with Laura, that is from what year?
1944?
You cheated. I know you cheated.
I cheated on this one.
Wow. You're right, though. 1944.
Nice.
Directed by Otto Preminger. Written by Jay Drattler, Samuel Hoffenstein, Elizabeth Reinhardt, and based on the novel by Vera Caspary. That stars Jean Turney as Laura Hunt, Dana Andrews as Detective Lieutenant Mark McPherson, Clifton Webb as Waldo Lydecker, Vincent Price as Shelby Carpenter, and Judith Anderson as Anne Treadwell. That is going up against Stage Fright from what year?
I cheat on this one too. 1950.
1950's right. Ugh. So disappointed in you. That is directed by Sir Alfred Hitchcock. Written by Whitfield Cook and Alma Reville. Based on the novel by Selwyn Jepson. That stars Jane Wyman as Eve Gill. Marlene Dietrich as Charlotte Inwood. Michael Wilding as Ordinary Smith. Richard Todd as Jonathan Cooper. Alastair Sim as Commodore Gill. And Kay Walsh as Nellie Good. I will turn it over to you to go over what these movies are about.
Heck yeah. I'll start with Stage Fright. And that is about Jonathan Cooper, who is wanted by the police for killing his lover's husband. So he goes to his friend Eve Gill, who offers to hide him to protect him from the police, who is his real lover. There's a lot of love going on in this movie. Lots of love triangles. Actress Charlotte Inwood is the real murderer, so he says. Eve decides to investigate for herself, but when she meets the detective in charge of the case, she truly falls in love. Look at that.
So much love.
So much love. Then you have Laura, which is about Detective Lieutenant Mark McPherson, who is investigating the killing of Laura Hunt. She's found dead in her apartment even before the movie starts. So McPherson builds a mental picture of the dead girl by interviewing all the suspects. He is struck by a painting of her, though, and slowly starts to fall in love with the deceased girl. But during the middle of the movie, something bizarre happens to make him rethink the case.
Bizarre indeed. So there you have it. Let's get into our thoughts here, starting with writing as always. What'd you think about these two movies?
These are some pretty complex movies for the 40s and right on the cusp in the 50s. Mm-hmm. So these are both noir films, both mystery, thriller type, trying to solve a puzzle. They're always keeping you on your toes. Laura, I'll start with, I like this. This was on my list for a long time to watch because I've always heard, like, oh, Laura's the best noir film. You gotta watch it. The way the story plays out, yeah, I can see why people talk it up so much. It's always keeping you on your toes. That movie flew by for me. It's like an hour and 28 minutes, and I was never bored at all through the whole thing. And I think it's all dialogue. Mm-hmm. I really don't think there's any, like, action that goes on, or so that's surprising. And I think that tells about the writing, that they're able to keep your attention for an hour and a half just by dialogue.
Yeah. I agree to an extent. There are some things that I kind of sway from you on. You think it kind of dragged a little bit in the middle? But it is still a pretty short movie, and it's not like it dragged to the point where I was like, oh my gosh, this movie's still going. It just seemed like, where are we going to go with this? And then something happens in the middle of the movie that kind of shifts direction, and I think the second half starts to pick up a little bit more for me, at least watching it. The first half is interesting because you have the detective who is just kind of interviewing all of the people that she knew and who are close to her and getting, like, their takes on the story and whatnot. So you do have a lot of dialogue. You have kind of a lot of history building where you're seeing kind of flashbacks and stuff like that. And all of it's interesting. The thing that doesn't really sell me entirely on the writing is how he starts to become in love with her. It just never really clicked for me, where it was like all of a sudden, like, one of the people he's interviewing is like, "You're in love with a dead girl." And they're like, "Why?" From these people's story? I mean, their stories make her out to be like this really nice, really beautiful woman, stuff like that. But it's just weird to me that this detective is like starting to become obsessed with this girl.
I think they hint at he's reading her notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's falling for the way she's writing and he's starting to get a bigger picture. I don't know.
I also like how everyone gets mad at him for reading her notes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm a detective.
Yeah, like, what?
She's dead. Yeah. So that was one of the things that it didn't connect fully for me in the writing. But the rest of the dialogue I thought was pretty good. The mystery aspect of it, I think they did a really good job of keeping you guessing, like, who did it and who's really to blame. The only other piece that I guess I had some critique with was, oh gosh, now I completely lost it. I had it right before, and maybe it's not that important because I forgot it. Maybe it'll come back to me. But those are my initial thoughts. I like the writing. I like the dialogue. I thought all the dialogue was pretty strong. It did drag a little bit in the middle for me. And then I just wasn't sold on his obsession with her.
Okay. So. Things did happen quick. But that is similar to Stage Fright. Mm-hmm. And Stage Fright's a very similar... I guess the stories aren't too similar. It's basically a detective films. That's why I picked them both. They're both noir.
Yeah.
Both detectives trying to figure out who really did this. Stage Fright, you get a little bit more info. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of less than a puzzle. There's kind of some, I don't know, some curveballs in there to come out. This one felt a little more complex. And if you weren't paying attention at all times, I feel like there was a few spots I had a backup watch. And that was just my own fault for not totally paying attention. But there's so many little details that are put in the movies. And that's what I like about Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Yeah.
There's such a close attention to detail.
Yeah, Stage Fright, like you said, it's not as much of a puzzle because the movie kind of opens with him telling his friend why he's on the run from police. And they kind of go into a flashback of this actress coming to him for help because she murdered her husband. And she wants him to help her out by going to her apartment to make it look like there was like a robber or a break-in or something like that. And he goes to do it, but in doing so, someone sees him, and that's why he's now wanted by the police. So his friend, who is in love with him, and kind of his love interest, she decides to kind of take it upon herself to get to the bottom of it and clear his name. And I just find her story and her way of unraveling what's happening more interesting than in Laura. And I think that may be more suited towards the character's aspect. But you have the main character who is the love interest. I don't know if she's really the love interest, but she's in love with the guy who's wanted for murder, and she's kind of an aspiring actress herself. So she goes undercover and she's trying to kind of play a part with the detectives and then play a part with the actress and try to get as much information as she can to figure out the complete picture of what's going on here. And I just found those situations and those moments that she gets herself into more fascinating than in Laura. I guess what I'm trying to say is Stage Fright, the writing just seemed more exciting to me. Laura's kind of very mellow. Like you said, it's a lot of dialogue. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of just interviews. And Stage Fright is too, but she's kind of getting into, I don't want to say dangerous situations, but she's getting herself into tight situations where she's posing as one role under the actress and a different role with the detective and trying to also keep the guy who's wanted for murder out of the limelight and make sure that no one knows where he is or that she's hiding her. So in trying to uncover the story, she gets kind of deeper and deeper and deeper in these roles that she's playing. So I just found it to be a little bit more tense. It grabbed my attention a little bit more in the writing. And I have to say, there are some curveballs in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And they may be, like, my favorite curveballs in Alfred Hitchcock movies. He's got a lot of, like, twists and turns in some of his movies. And maybe it's because he's got a very particular style for a lot of his movies, a common theme.
Sure.
And this movie kind of follows that same theme, but then it was like, but guess what? And I was like, whoa. Oh, shoot. I did not see some of the turns coming in this one. So it caught me by surprise.
Yeah, there's not a lot of old movies that will
make
your, yeah, like make your jaw drop like in movies now. This one does. You're like you said, not even expecting that to
because you kind of think that you know where this is going to go. You're like, oh, okay, this is going to happen. Everything's mm-hmm. going to. And then this movie just throws something at you, and you're like, oh, this is a very different movie than this is how I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and it's like the last 10 minutes.
Yep.
Hmm.
So I really enjoyed the writing in Stage Fright. I don't think it's one of Alfred Hitchcock's best movies, but I think it's a really good one.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Stage Fright for writing.
Did I sway you there at the end there?
No, I like them both, but I think Stage Fright does a bit more.
Yeah. All right. So, one and one for writing for Stage Fright. What do we think about the characters?
Oh, yeah, this is a good category. So I really like the detective in Laura, who is played by, as I'm pulling it up, wrong movie, Dana Andrews. That's what his name is. So I like the way he acts. So he's always playing this like marble game where you have this little box and you're trying to get the marble in the hole and it keeps him calm. But he's pretty dry. He doesn't have a lot of personality, but I like it. I don't know why. But as a detective, I think it works for him to not really have a lot of emotion or show it. Unless, I guess, the name Laura comes up later in the movie, then he's like, don't mention her. Like, I'm not in love with her. Jean Tierney, who plays Laura, I think she does a good job, too. Mm-hmm. You get glimpses of her, so I enjoy both of them together. Waldo, I think, is the main point. He's like, how do I describe Waldo? So he's like this writer that got Laura her start in the marketing business.
Mm-hmm.
So he endorsed a pen for her, kind of got her the jump start on her career. So she's kind of with him. Their relationship was odd. He loves her. She doesn't really love him. She loves Vincent Price, who plays Shelby, who comes along, who's not really... He's a poor guy, has had crime in the past. There's a lot he's of...
kind of a playboy.
Yeah.
He's always talking to different women and whatnot.
These old movies just love relationships.
Yeah.
And just everybody's in love with someone else. And you're like, wait, you almost need like a whiteboard when you're watching these to draw out.
So these people are together, but this lady actually loves this guy. This guy.
Oh, and I forgot. There's actually a lady who loves Shelby that's not Jean.
Who's her aunt.
Did you follow along? Everyone got it?
Still with us?
It's complex, but you get it after at the end.
At the end of the movie. Okay.
Yeah, it clicks. But I enjoy the characters a lot in Laura. Stage Fright, I think they do a good job. Every time Alistair Sim came on, I just thought of Scrooge, because that's the first movie I've ever seen with him. But I think I prefer the characters in Laura over Stage Fright.
All right. I'm going to disagree with you, though.
Oh, okay.
So, Detective McPherson in Laura, I did not like. But I did not like him for all the same reasons why you did like him.
That's...
And I get why it works for his character being a detective, kind of being unattached and dry. But, oh my gosh, I feel like maybe that's where the first half of the movie starts to get really slow for me and kind of drags on. Is because just the way he interviews these people, he's like, so you did this. Why did you do that? And they're like, well, I did this. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, that makes sense. So how about this? Oh, you knew her? Okay. All right. Well... All right, see you later. And, like, that's how he talks the entire movie, and you're just like, oh my god.
That's hilarious, because that's what I loved. I actually liked the way he interviewed. I thought it was different.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't that's work okay. for me.
We can disagree.
Yeah, I don't know. It was rough. Laura, you see her through flashbacks and kind of stuff like that. She was fine. Vincent Price was good. The guy who played Lydecker was good. I think all the acting was good in the movie. Mm-hmm. Just none of the characters really stood out to me. Whereas Stage Fright, you have kind of the same aspect in that one where the guy who's running for murder... Oh my gosh, I can't even remember his name. I gotta look back here. That's probably a poor sign that I don't remember his name.
Jonathan Cooper. Richard Todd.
Jonathan Cooper, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a super major character. I mean, the whole movie revolves around his character, but he's not really in it.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. He's fine. The two characters I really like, though, are Eve, the main girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really like her as a main character, because she's got personality. She's kind of getting into the situation where she's acting as these different characters to try to get more information. And she's just really likable. I'm glad that she was the main character and not Jonathan Cooper. Because when that movie started, I was like, oh, here we go. Just kind of another usual dapper guy who's on the run from police. And we're going to be watching an hour and a half of him try to escape again. But no, you actually follow her, who's trying to clear his name. And I think she does a really, really great job of being the lead character that you follow.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I really like Alistair
Sim. Oh, yeah, he did a good job.
He might actually be one of my favorite Hitchcock characters because of just all of the jokes he always makes. And his relationship with her mom, I thought was, like, the weirdest, like, detached relationship ever, where, like, they both kind of hated each other. And he would just show up, and she'd be like, who invited you? And he'd be like, oh, I'm just going to have tea anyway. And you're like, what is happening here? One of my favorite lines from him, though, is when she originally brings Jonathan Cooper home, and she explains that he's, like, wanted for murder and stuff like that, but she's going to try to prove his innocence. I forget. He, like, goes upstairs to go to bed or something like that. And he's like, there's some good books up there. They're all murder mysteries or stuff like that. And he's like, oh, maybe that's poor taste. Just little stuff like that throughout the movie. I really enjoyed every time he showed up. I thought he was a good supporting character to Eve. You have the detective, who I thought was fine. I mean, he was kind of boring. And then you have Marlene Dietrich, who's the actress. She did a good job of playing that part, but I don't think she was necessarily amazing or anything in this movie.
Sure.
So... all in all, I think I would give it to Stage Fright, just because I really like the main character, and Alistair Sim as a supporting actor. So Jane Wyman and Alistair Sim, I think, really captivated me in terms of their characters, whereas the rest of Stage Fright, no one really stood out, and in Laura, I don't feel like any particular character really stood out in that movie for me.
Sure.
All right. Going against each other on that
one. Yeah.
What about the music?
A lot of suspense music
mm-hmm.
in both. I'm trying to think what else. Old-time music?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. This might be another one where it's a wash, but I'm not actually going to make it a wash.
Oh.
Because I can't really remember the music in either one.
Sure.
However, I am going to give my point in music to Laura, because anytime Marlene Dietrich sang in Stage Fright, oh my gosh, she's supposed to be like this renowned actress and singer. I thought she was terrible at singing.
And that scene was very long.
Oh my gosh. I was like, wait, she's famous for this? Oh boy, it was rough.
So you're giving it to Laura by default?
Yeah, I'm giving it to Laura by default because the music didn't make me want to turn the movie off.
There was one song I liked in Laura. It's when he plays the record, and it's Laura's favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, yeah, these movies are not music heavy. I'm giving it to Laura as well.
All right.
Quick category.
Tech. What do you think about the tech?
It's kind of hard to compete with Alfred Hitchcock, isn't it?
I was going to say. I feel like Alfred Hitchcock could make, like, the dumbest movie ever, and it would still look awesome.
I don't know. Just even opening scenes, you're like, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a car just driving in out of the city, and you're like, I don't know any of these characters. I don't know what city we're in, but I like the way this looks.
And you're already starting to feel tense.
Like, yep.
Like, oh gosh, what's happening?
Laura's kind of, I don't know. If you showed it to anyone, they would be like, eh, this is some kind of old movie.
Laura feels more like a stage play.
Yes,
like you're just kind of watching these characters. I don't think there's anything necessarily spectacular with the camera that they do.
Right.
The only shot I can recall in Laura that I was like, oh, that's interesting, is kind of a wide shot of him in her apartment in her chair when he falls asleep. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see her picture in view, and it's almost kind of like they're in there together. And I think at one point he even looks up at the picture. I was like, that's a nice shot. But other than that, whereas Alfred Hitchcock, you have a lot of ominous lighting and kind of the camera focuses on specific things that it wants you to see because it's trying to give you clues into what's actually happening as well. And Stage Fright. Dun, dun, dun. All right, comes down to the final here. Which movie did you enjoy more? I think you're all tied up here.
I'm all tied up. And I think I'm
3-1? Yeah.
Yeah, you're 3-1. This may surprise you. I enjoyed Laura a bit more. Now, both of these were excellent, and this was a very hard choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I would for sure watch them both. But I liked Laura a little bit more. I think I was a little bit more engaged, and I was surprised that an all-dialogue movie would keep me so engaged with everything that's going on.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I will, however, go against you on this one.
That's okay.
It's my boy Alfred Hitchcock. I love Alfred Hitchcock as a director, so very rarely does he lose these battles. Although he did lose a couple weeks ago. It was Suspicion and Gaslight.
Yes, that's right.
I think I gave it to Gaslight. Suspicion was meh. But still, the tech in Suspicion, that's a movie where it's like a meh movie, but it still looks amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually really like Stage Fright, and I think, while I don't think it's one of his best movies, because he's got a lot of movies and a lot of like top tier, it's no Psycho, it's no Rear Window, but man, I, for being kind of a lesser known Alfred Hitchcock movie, I was like, this is still really good. Like, this movie's really enjoyable. I really like what they're doing here. So, I think I would definitely watch Stage Fright again. I don't know if I would watch Laura again. I did enjoy Laura.
Sure.
But I don't know if it necessarily gave me anything to the point where I'm like, I could watch that movie again. Right. I'm glad I watched it. I think it's a really good movie. I would recommend it to anyone looking for a noir movie or looking for a good older movie. But I don't know if it has a whole lot of rewatchability for me.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Would you watch it with someone for the first time, if they were watching it for the first time?
Yes.
To see their reaction?
I probably would. Now, if I was with someone and I could show them a movie, I probably wouldn't show Laura.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, do you want to see Laura? But if they were like, hey, can we watch Laura? Sure, I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Next movie night, I'm going to say, hey.
Yeah.
Can we watch Laura?
Be like, no, you've already seen it. I know your ruse.
There you have it.
There you have it. We got one more classic matchup here for the month.
Do we? Is there another day in June?
Oh no.
Is it?
Oh, you just miss it.
Nice. It's
the 1st of July.
What are you picking?
I don't know. I don't have any movies picked.
Independence Day versus...
Yeah. Independence Day 1 versus any other movie that you want.
We just review Independence Day every year. During that week.
I really like the characters in this movie. No, I haven't figured it out. I'll have to think of something good. Something 4th of July weekend related.
Perfect.
So, I'll let you know. I don't have them picked out yet, so.
That's okay.
You'll just have to wait in anticipation until the next
episode. It's killing me, the anticipation.
There you have it, folks. Enjoy.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.